Hello and welcome back to another episode of Cycling Mo, your cycling informant. Today, it's the Tour of Flanders, the big one, the one we've all been waiting for. Now, I'm not going to bother discussing the route because if you're listening to this podcast, you already know your stuff. So let's get straight to the contenders. So we arrive with the big two, the two who have been dominating things for the last little while. We've got Wout van Aert and we've got Mathieu van der Poel. Both riders have question marks surrounding recent performances, which adds a level of intrigue to the race and also adds a little bit to the odds. Van der Poel and Van Aert are both around the 3-1 mark. The reason for this is that Van der Poel blew up fairly spectacularly on Wednesday in Dwarsdorf-Landeren on the Côte de Trieux. Now, I do not buy that he deliberately was sandbagging there. This is a rider who wants to win races. He was dropped, he was cooked, he blew. And to do that just a matter of days before such a big race does put quite a few questions in my mind about his ability to win this race. If it had been any other rider, I would immediately have written them off after that performance, but he is such an exceptional talent that I can't do that. But do you want to back him at 3-1? It's going to be quite a large bet, in my opinion. And with that question mark of Wednesday's performance over him, it's not for me. Then we've got Van Aert, who was brilliant in Gent-Wevelgem. He took a really impressive sprint victory there, a very clever race as well he rode. But in E3, just a week ago, he was dropped in the Tegenberg. Now, to be dropped in the Tegenberg is, first of all, a huge surprise, considering who he is and how good he is at climbing. But he was the one that kicked off the attack, and when Van der Poel then went over the top of him, he simply had nothing left. Now, I've asked around to find out what the issue was. It could have been a feeding issue. What I'm told is that his numbers throughout the race were exceptional, and it was simply a case of him doing too much throughout the race. Again, that makes a question mark for me ahead of this race. The Tour of Flanders, 250-odd kilometres, brutally hard. Both of the two main favourites for me have a couple of questions surrounding them, so I'm going to avoid both of them. It could be genius, it could be foolish, we'll just have to wait and see. Then we've got the Koenig Quickstep. They arrive with four of the next sort of big favourites. No Stiba, he is out the race, which is a real shame, but they do have Alaphilippe, Seneschal, Lampaert and Askren. So they have four very, very strong options. Alaphilippe, we've not really seen him at his brilliant best yet this season, but he is a rider who can very quickly just turn that on and produce something quite unbelievable. I think last year he would have won the race. He was away with Van Aert and Van der Poel. I think he would have attacked a number of times and eventually they would have looked at each other, but he was robbed because of the crash with a motorbike. So I think he's back with a point to prove. Seneschal, second in E3, very, very strong that day. In fact, he's looked really strong through all the recent races. Lampaert, he's another who's looked very, very strong, but he doesn't have the results to back it up. He's had some misfortune. He punctured out of the front group in E3, potentially could have won that day. He missed the split in Gent-Wevelgem. So he's looking good, but he doesn't have the results. And then we've got Askren, unbelievable solo performance to win E3. So, so strong. If you want anybody to go and TT off the front, it would be him. He has an enormous engine and he is such an amazing talent. So the current Quickstep, as usual, they have multiple options and that is how they're going to win the race. They need to do something very similar to E3, get it going quite early, blow out the domestics from Jumbo-Visma and Alpes and Fenix, isolate the big two and then rotate the attacks. It sounds very easy when you say it like that. It's much harder to do in practice, especially when you've got such a long and demanding race. Then if you look further afield to some of the notable others, I'm not going to list every single rider. I think you'll remember back to my Milan-San Remo preview. I did pick out Stuyven at 200-1 for those of you who like a long shot. 200-1 shot isn't going to win this race. No chance. So Dylan van Baarle, 22-1. For me, this is not value. Clearly in very good form. He won on Wednesday in Dwarsdorf-Landeren with a great attack. He was 66-1 to win on Wednesday, and now he's 22-1 to win Flanders. You have missed the boat. If you had a ticket on Van Baarle maybe a week ago or so, then it would have been value because he'd been closer to 50-1, 100-1. 22-1. I don't think you can back him, considering he can't win a sprint, he can only win solo. Then we have Jasper Stuyven, 33-1, winner of San Remo. He looked good in Dwarsdorf Landeren. I think when they were going up some of the climbs, he looked to have his mouth closed. He seemed quite easy. Obviously, they had the COVID scare within the team, so they've missed out on a little bit of the racing and a little bit of intensive training. But Stuyven's looking good. The problem is the amount of climbing in this race. He is going to have to be having an absolute storming day if he's going to win this one. Greg Van Avermaet, 40-1. Golden Greg is looking good, which is great news for all you Greg Van Avermaet fans out there. He has been at the pointy end, making the front splits in nearly all the races so far. 40-1, that is a big, juicy price, considering AG2R could have him and Nason in the front group. So I think Van Avermaet represents some value there. And the other one I'm going to pick out is Michael Matthews at 40-1. Another rider who's in great form. He did make the front split in E3 initially, but then when the Van Aert group got back in, he couldn't go with the next moves. He was there in Gent-Wevelgem. Unfortunately, he was cramping in the final, so he only sprinted to fifth place, but he was still impressive. Had a rest on Wednesday, didn't race Dwarsdorf Landeren, so he's coming into this a little bit fresher than maybe some of the others. He is just an exceptional rider for me. He's the type of guy who should have a monument to his name, and this represents a big opportunity for him. And Mitchelton Scott are a team that looks to be in good form. So from a betting point of view, how am I going to approach this? How should you approach this? Well, I think there's two options. You either go big on Van Aert or Van Der Poel, and I would set myself a 10-point limit for this race. So you would either go 9 or 10 points on one of those two riders. They're both 3-1. If you go all in, they'll give you a decent return for your money. But I'm not going to do that because, as I've mentioned, there are a couple of question marks surrounding recent performances. That means I don't want to put in 9 or 10 points to either of those two riders. Instead, I am looking at Quickstep. So I am hoping that Quickstep can do what they normally do and dictate the finale of the race, bully the other riders and take a victory. It's just a case of how you spread your points. And in fact, Stibar not riding actually makes it much easier because they have four clear leaders and four riders who can win the race. So I'm going to take 3 points on Julian Alaphilippe. The price I got was 9-1 on him. He should be able to sit back all day, let the other guys do the work, and then he can get towed across by Van Der Poel and Van Aert and then take advantage towards the end, possibly last time up the Paterberg. I'm taking 3 points on Casper Asgreen. I got him at 16-1. Again, sensational form just now. He could well do an exact repeat of what he did in E3. Then I'm taking 2 points on Seneschal, 25-1. Very, very good form just now. Could win a sprint, just like he did in E3. And 2 points on Lampert, 28-1. Unlucky so far this season, but clearly has very, very good legs. So I'm taking what can only be described as the quick step approach. I'm taking my 10 points and I'm spreading them across the four favourites of quick step. That's one option. If you're going down the Van Aert, Van Der Poel option, best of luck. I potentially would take 9 points on them and then a 1 point saver on somebody like a Greg Van Avermaet or a Michael Matthews. But that's your choice. That's the end of the podcast. Hope you enjoyed it. Give it a wee rate and review if you fancy. See you next time.